Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to talk more about Damon Jones' departure from the Washington football team and what it means for a new stadium. Not to mention the new name that's supposed to be announced in about 15 days. Right now, though, it's time to talk about a guy that could be Washington's answer at quarterback. Let's go to the BetQL guest line and talk to Johnny McGonigal. Johnny covers Pitt football for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Obviously, we don't talk a ton of Pitt Panthers football here on B. Mitch and Finley, but Kenny Pickett has our interest. Johnny, what's going on, man? Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Tell us, I assume you've been covering Pitt for a while. Tell us kind of the Kenny Pickett story. How did we get here where we're talking about potentially a top 10 pick?
Yeah, so Kenny Pickett, I mean, he was an under-recruited kid coming out of New Jersey, was previously committed to Temple, and then ends up flipping his commitment to Pitt. And as a true freshman, was expected to redshirt, and that was all the way back in 2017. He was expected a redshirt until Max Brown, the former USC quarterback who transferred into Pitt, he got hurt and kind of forced Kenny into action. Kenny ends up starting the final game of the year against number two Miami and pulls off an upset that really kind of carried momentum into the year, into 2018 for them. It didn't go as well as they'd hoped with a run-first offense, but once Mark Whipple came in as offensive coordinator in 2019, you could see the strides that Kenny started to make as a passer. It was really a lot of responsibility on him, throwing the ball 40, 45 times a game, and really started to see some really nice strides for him in 2020, and then he got hurt. He injured his ankle, and that really caused him to consider his NFL future. He could have left. He was expected to leave to be a fourth, fifth-round pick, decided to come back for the 2021 season, and you know, credit to him, really lit it up.
What was the biggest jump for him from that year where he could have come out and would have been a fourth, fifth-round pick, to now where people probably say he could be the first guy in the draft?
There's a couple of things. You know, one, his completion rate was not where he wanted it to be in 2019 and 2020. Part of that was drop issues on the part of Pitt's receivers. You know, they led the country in drops in 19 and 20. But the other thing was Kenny just really matured. He really hit the books. Mark Whipple, you know, a guy who has a lot of NFL experience and as the offensive coordinator, they worked really well together. They had a great relationship. And Kenny was just getting through his reads. He was getting to the third and fourth guy. He was better pre-snap. And he was just more accurate. And they were really willing to put the ball in his hands in big moments. You know, third and short, they would take deep shots down the field and convert. He was one of the best downfield passers in the country this past season. And, you know, part of that is Jordan Addison, the wide receiver for Pitt, was the Blitnikoff winner. That has something to do with it. But Kenny was, you know, really exceptional downfield this year.
Talking with Johnny McGonigal from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the University of Pittsburgh football. Kenny Pickett obviously had a standout season for the Panthers and is probably considered to be the number one quarterback in this draft, either him or Matt Corral, and Corral got hurt in his bowl game. Johnny, forgive me here. Our producer, Cody Betts, is a staunch anti-Kenny Pickett person. And what Cody always says is that what took him so long, he was in college so long, what clicked now? And his point is that Kenny didn't didn't face any tough defenses, and it was just a really down year for the ACC.
Yeah, so what took him so long, I think it really was the offense that he had in 2018 that stunted his growth a bit. You know, I mentioned that upset that he had against Miami, and I think that performance, like, he didn't really play that year otherwise. I mean, he had a couple throws here and there, but it feels like he was in college for like 7, 8, 9 years. He was only there for 5 years at Pitt. It just felt like forever. And the 2018 offense, he was just handing the ball off time after time. And it wasn't until 2019 that he was really entrusted in offense, a pass first offense. And so you're going to work through some growing pains in 2019 and then him getting hurt. I mean, he ended up needing surgery on his ankle mid-season in 2020. Ends up missing. It was the same injury that Tua had at Alabama. He came back from that injury one day sooner than Tua did. He set that as a goal of his, and he still played pretty well in 2020. And so when I say that, you know, he could have been drafted, I mean, he would have been a fourth or fifth round guy, and those are guys that stick around on rosters and all that. But he fancied himself as a first, second round pick, and. To be honest with you, not many people believed that he would get to that point. I mean, it was hard to see it until he actually did it. So, sure, a part of that might have been the ACC being down this year, but Clemson's defense was still nasty, and he played well against them. There have been a handful of defense that he went up against that, were still pretty good, he was able to do his thing.
So when you hear kind of the conversation of Kenny Pickett going top five, top ten, do you think he belongs there? I mean, you've watched, I imagine, every throw he's ever made.
Yeah, look, I started covering the team in 2019, but I went back and watched every throw from his 2018 season. And look, I think he's a guy who is certainly a top 15 pick. With the quarterback position, it's tough because you always think, the quarterback needy teams are always at the top of the draft. I think given his age and everything, I just think, having covered him and knowing him, I think he'd be best to find himself in a situation where they're win now. I mean, he's 23 years old. He's not a project. He's a guy who you're going to plug in and start right away. Mm. So that's what I think is the deal. So that's why I'm looking at, Denver at 9. I think they have a decent roster around, a potential landing spot for him there, but I just think he needs to go to a spot that is win now. Not necessarily, I just think it would be better for him, to be honest with you. So Washington could be, with that defense, if they get guys healthy and everything, I think that could be a situation for him as well.
Johnny, what would you say is his biggest asset? You watched him all the way from when you had him in offense where he's handing it off. Then you get a guy who, JP knows, I like coaches who can get the best out of players. You say he got a new coordinator came in and things changed for him. Does he pick up stuff quick? What's his best asset?
Yeah, he does. And, aside from just throwing the ball and being on point, I think it's really his attitude, which, that's something you normally say about a fourth, fifth round guy that you take a flyer on. But, the way that he carries himself, the confidence, he always steps out on the field and acts like and really carries himself, not in a cocky way, but thinks that he's the best player out there. And that's how he handled himself as a true freshman when he upset Miami in 2017. And that's how he carried himself in the ACC championship game, when he beat Wake Forest and did the fake slide and all that kind of stuff. Like, he just carries himself with this this swagger and that I think is really infectious. His leadership aspect is something that, really never went unnoticed in the Pitt football building. Pitt's season turned around. If you guys remember, they lost to Western Michigan in September this season, and that was obviously a very bad loss for them. But he called a players-only meeting hours after that game and really refocused the team, and they went on a run and obviously won the ACC this past year. So I think those attributes combined with his ability as a passer and as a runner, because he extends plays, sometimes he goes on adventures, but he's kind of got everything.
So here's the part of this that gets complicated. Being a quarterback in Washington is not just about reading defenses and going through your progressions. There is this unavoidable ancillary sideshow that tends to follow quarterbacks in Washington, whether it's injury or infighting or whatever it is. Is Pickett a dude that can handle being the quarterback of the Washington football team?
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I think so. Like I mentioned, his attitude. He's got a really good head on his shoulders, really good family, and he's a guy who handles himself under pressure really well. He craves it, honestly. And that, again, goes back to when he was a freshman and really throughout his Pitt career. I mean, he's played so many games. Like I said, it feels like he's been a starting quarterback here. And this is a pro football town in Pittsburgh. And obviously the Steelers are first and foremost here. But when you upset the number two team in the country as a freshman, you know, a lot of pressure comes with that. And he said that was difficult to deal with in 2018. But as the years went on, you know, he's been the face of this program for so long, which is why I'm interested to see how Pitt does in 2022 and beyond without him, because you know, he's really been synonymous with the program, breaking Dan Marino's records and everything. So the way that he handles himself and the way that you know he carries himself on and off the field, I don't see that being an issue regardless of where he goes.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Mobility. I've seen him run a little bit. I haven't watched all of it like you have. The fake slide was pretty funny, even though –
I'm glad they changed that rule because he's going to get a lot of quarterbacks killed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep.
Can he move pretty well?
Yeah, he can. I think the two biggest plays, maybe the most underrated plays of the season, if he ends up in Washington, you go back and watch the Clemson game from this season. He had two third down runs where he scrambled for first downs and really outran most of Clemson's defense in pursuit. And those are the kind of plays that he makes. He's not a guy who, you know, is going to do a quarterback draw time after time, but, you know, on third and seven, and if no one's open, he's going to be able to, you know, extend the play, you know, going from one hash to the other and finding someone downfield. That's one area that he really improved on this year. A lot of times he would just tuck and run because he does have athleticism, you know, as a quarterback. You know, he does have speed. But he was able to keep his eyes downfield a lot this season and make those throws and move the chains. And he was one of the best, if not the best, third down passer in the country this year. And a lot of that does have to do with his mobility.
Who would you compare him to at the pro level?
Oh, man. Whenever I asked Pat Narduzzi that, Pitt's head coach, he always said Kirk Cousins, but not from a physical standpoint.
Don't tell our audience that.
I know. Well, so if you guys, you know, Narduzzi.
Well, he will run the ball. Kirk don't like running too often.
Right. I think it was more so from like a mentality standpoint, because Narduzzi was the defensive coordinator at Michigan State when Kirk Cousins was the quarterback there.
Okay.
So the way that he handled himself from a leadership standpoint. I don't know. He's a tough read. I'm not good with comparisons. Hand up. I don't have that off the top of my head for you guys. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Right.
I think you're better off saying that than saying Kirk to our listeners. For whatever reason, Kirk Cousins is the most simple, regular dude in the world and incredibly divisive. Well, hey, Johnny, we really appreciate it, man. Maybe we will we'll catch up with you as the draft process continues. Because I think where's the wide receiver Addison going to go? What's his projections in the draft?
Well, so he's only a sophomore, so he'll be back in 2022.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so he's a guy to look forward to in 23. But, yeah, Pitt has a few guys who will get drafted this year, Kenny obviously being the biggest one, though.
Are you from that area?
I'm not, no. I'm from the Philly area originally.
Gotcha. I was just curious what the vibe is like with the Steelers and Big Ben and everything. Would they want to try to go after Kenny Pickett?
It's interesting. Obviously, Pitt fans, the Pitt Steelers fans certainly want Pickett to be the next guy. Of course, you got Penn State fans who are also Steelers fans who probably don't want him. for my, you know, personally, you know, I think if he is able to get out of Pittsburgh, because that you know, whoever follows Ben is going to be, you know, under an immense amount of pressure anyway. And if it's a Pitt guy, and I know that there are even some older Pitt fans who feel like the Steelers need to rectify not drafting Dan Marino back in the day. But I do think it'd be a fit, though. I think it'd be a fit because the Steelers are a team with a, you know, mostly solid defense and some good wide receivers and in win now mode. So we'll see. It'll be really interesting. I'm interested to see what teams he talks to the most and which teams show the most interest.
That is going to be interesting. What's the vibe in the city after the Steelers lose in the playoffs and kind of it looks pretty obvious, at least offensively, they got to rebuild that thing?
It's interesting because, you know, they want both coordinators gone. Matt Canada, offensive coordinator, and Keith Butler, defensive coordinator. But it's one of those where, look, not many people expected them to get in the playoffs with the way the season was going for so long and the issues that they had. So just for them to even make it to the playoffs and get Ben one final playoff game, I think, you know, some fans were just satisfied with that. And some fans, of course, want way more, and that's understandable. But it's going to be an interesting offseason, especially Kevin Colbert, their GM, is rumored or whispered to maybe retire. So they got some interesting storylines on their hands moving forward.
Johnny, we really appreciate the time, man. Everybody give him a follow at JMcGonigal9. Johnny McGonigal is a Pitt football reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Johnny McGonigal. We'll see if Cody can ever put down his sandwich. I'm curious what he thinks. But I tell you what, man, the Kirk Cousins comparison is going to stand out.
We probably should make sure we don't put that part on the podcast. Because if you put that part, then nobody's going to want him to come here. But you know what? There are a lot of people that still think Kirk should have never left. And he has some supporters in this town, too, now.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk's pretty good, dude.
But I watch him run around. He'll take risks with the ball.
Yeah, Pickett seems to have way more swag.
That name, bro.
You don't like Pickett?
I'm just saying that not as a quarterback. Not that we have
Blewett.
Not
as bad as Blewett.
Yeah, we had Blewett as a kicker. I think the next thing you think about, Pickett going to be getting picked off.
Yeah.
But you know what? If the kid ends up being the best in the draft and you get a chance to get him, you go get him. Because he has shown that he is mobile. He seems to be a big enough guy, you know. And I think we have to figure that out. But still, I don't care who they draft. Are they properly equipped to help a guy, to nurture a guy, and help him grow? That has to happen, no matter who it is. And if you bring in a veteran, do they have enough wherewithal to and listen to that veteran guy? Or are they going to try to do what they did with Donovan? Let's make him another quarterback.
It's going to be interesting. It's funny. I think Mel Kiper compared Pickett to Derek Carr, who is a guy that, you know, people around the NFL see a good quarterback, and Raiders fans see a quarterback that can't get him over the hump. Kind of similar to Kirk, you know, kind of that next tier down, perhaps two tiers, depending how you tier it.
Yeah.
Washington needs something. You can sell a rookie. You can sell a stud rookie quarterback. There's hope in that. But here's one thing. These jerseys come out February 2nd. Right? The new name, everything comes out February 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
The draft's not till the end of April.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to wait that long to have their top sellable item.
What, the second you mean?
No.
Oh, like, once they come out, they're going, oh, you mean try getting the quarterback.
I'm saying then, quarterback, yeah.
You got enough guys on the team right now you can put in those jerseys.
And if they
really, really wanted to connect past, present, future, pick a couple of the legends, the veteran players off of this team, the future, the past, and throw their names on some jerseys too.
Watch how quick they do. Are you not allowed to do that or something?
You could if they want. Watch how quick they'll sell.
Dude, if you put
a Green, a Monk, a Riggins,
a Jacoby.
Okay, Jacoby.
Yeah.
You know, put them on the back of a damn jersey and see
totally
how quick
agree.
They sell.
Put a Mitchell. People buy those things like crazy. I'm serious.
But the veteran players, I think you got to get a deal with them. Those are people who got to sign a little something.
I wonder if that's why they can't do it, because
I guarantee if they go to somebody and say, I'm going to put your name on the jersey and we're going to pay you, they're going to say, okay.
Would that work with a certain midday radio host?
It worked right now. They call me. Jason, if you're listening, dial the number. You know it. I'll definitely be willing to
tell
do
everybody.
It.
What is your phone number be? I know it's a 703 one. What is it?
Let me see. I think it's 301. Let me see if it's the one that goes to NBC Sports or what. Which one is it?
When we return, a lot of questions about a little bit of news coming out of Ashburn. We'll try to make some sense of it. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.